This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Wayne Holiday is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He's been pondering on some language problems, particularly those with English.
Human language is fascinating and might be the attribute that most radically distinguishes us from our animal cousins. But language can be problematic. With more than 500,000 words in its vocabulary, English has been called one of the easiest languages to learn and one of the most difficult to master. One reason being that English acts like a sponge, absorbing foreign words or evolving different usages with alacrity. All someone has to do is coin a new word or vary a usage that catches on, and voila, it's in our language. In English, reference and meaning can be confusing. Take, for example, the English personal pronoun, you. Being both singular and plural, you can refer to one or a thousand. Having no gender, you can be male, female, or neuter. Although its normal referent is human, hey you can refer to just about anything, a crowd of clowns, the Queen of England and her entourage, a herd of buffalo, and in extremis, to a sky deity who refuses to listen to an earthly petition. Years before William and his band crossed the Channel and conquered the British Isles, Old English told us the tale of Beowulf, and would, some years later, change and give us Geoffrey Chaucer's saga of a band of pilgrims. With William the Conqueror, French became the language of the English nobility, while English became the language of commoners. 500 years later, English had emerged as the dominant language in Britain, enabling William Shakespeare to write his exquisite sonnets and King James to render the English Bible into, perhaps, its most beautiful form. But back to the word you. You is similar to those confusing nouns sheep and deer. You just don't know how many or what kind. And some regional dialects can further confuse the issue. I once heard a fellow from New York use the phrase, you skies. Now, he clearly meant you plural, but the word wasn't specific enough for him. You all is another variant when addressing a plurality, but it seems strained and impersonal. Personally, I think the Southern dialect expresses this singular, plural, genderless pronoun you best of all. At a recent performance at Twickenham Fest, Huntsville native and renowned soprano Susanna Phillips referred to the crowd in attendance at the Church of the Nativity as y'all. Her y'all was solicitous and inviting and brought everyone in the building into a community of brother and sisterhood with a warm, furry glow. Y'all know what I mean.
Wayne Holiday continues his research from his home on Trinity Mountain near Decatur, where he lives with his wife Shirley and their dog Murphy, who seems to understand many English words. You can hear the Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, and find us at WLRH.org.